What do you want your people to hear tonight? What is it that you want to say to your people tonight? And I just sensed that he continued to take me back to a message that we'd already been talking about, something that we talked about a couple of Wednesdays, I believe it is, a couple of Wednesdays ago. And so tonight we're going to do what we call part two. Part two of this amazing statement, this truth that is true for us, and it is this: God takes care of you. Yeah, that's what the Father wanted you to hear tonight. He wanted you to know tonight. He wanted to reiterate with us tonight in our soul, in our spirit. Again, say this again: God takes care of you. See, that statement is not like an abstract concept. It's not a philosophical saying. It's not a self-help kind of thing that we know. It's not just something clever to say. God takes care of you is not something that's true for other believers, but not true for you. That's true for each one of us. The truth is this: God takes care of you. This is the truth in which we live as we are living in Christ Jesus. Those of us who have come to faith in Jesus Christ, we've accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. The truth is this: God takes care of you all the time in every situation, whether it's good or whether it's bad, whether that situation was caused by an outside influence. Or maybe it was self-inflicted. Maybe it was something you did or didn't do. But nevertheless, God takes care of you. And you know why? Because he promised. He promised that he would take care of you. God said, Hebrews chapter 13, 5b, he said this: I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said that in his word. Who was he talking to? He was talking to those of us, the children of God, those who have come in faith in Jesus Christ. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He didn't say that if you're doing this all right, I'm going to be there with you. He didn't say if you're perfect, I'm going to be there with you. You got to know that God knew that we were going to mess up somewhere, but yet and still, he promised us and he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that's not the only place he said that. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. He said, be strong. Who? You? Me? Be strong and of a good courage and fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that does go with thee. He will never fail thee nor forsake thee. He said it again, Deuteronomy chapter 6. I'm sorry, chapter 31, verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. God promised that he would never leave or forsake. So let me say it again. God takes care of you. And I'm gonna pause here for just a minute, 'cause see, we could gloss over that and we could say, well, yeah, it may not, it may not be a deep revelation, We may not have to go to the dictionary, try to figure out the words that was said. It may not sound eloquent to us tonight, but I want you to know tonight, the Father wants us to know tonight that this is a truth. God takes care of you. Now, if we didn't know anything else about God, Or if we didn't know anything else about our relationship with God through Jesus Christ, if that was the only truth that we knew, let's say it was the only thing we understood about our kingdom position in the family of God that he ordained through Jesus Christ. If that was the only thing we knew, if this was the only truth we had, I want to present to you that if it was these two things that you and I knew and understood beyond anything else, that we would not or would be able to, let me put it that way, that we would be able to walk in the fullness of faith in God. It's a powerful truth here, see. It's not real deep, like I said before. It doesn't tickle our intellect, but it's a powerful truth. If we could hold on to, if we innately knew in every circumstance and situation in our lives, if it would just come up out of our spirits to be reminded that God takes care of me. You and I need God. And he takes care of us. God takes care of you. The power of the simplicity of God. Just that one simple statement is a powerful truth for us. And as I said before, as we allow it to be buried and become a part of our DNA, our inner consciousness, it will cause us to walk by faith in God, even without all of the knowing and the studying and the all the teachings that we had. If we had never heard any of the teaching, but we could grab a hold of this truth, God takes care of me. I believe we would find ourselves just doing the works of faith, just knowing God takes care of me. When I'm afraid, God takes care of me. When I believe the Lord said, go in this direction, I don't know what's over there, but guess what? God takes care of me. Yeah. You know, in those times where you know, things seem to be happening because life does happen, we do lose loved ones, that happens. We do at times bump up against lack. Situations happen. Cars break down. Houses need maintenance. Things do happen. Prices go up. Inflation does happen. We can lose jobs. We can do all of that. But if we just hold on to this one simple truth, God takes care of me. I believe we will find ourselves calling those things that be not as though they were, with that truth being solid on the inside of us. I believe it will cause us to not only walk in a level of contentment, but then we would also, and as in being content, look for the best that God has for us. God takes care of me. I believe that if we were in situations and as they come up in our lives, when against all hope, we'll still stand in hope, believing in God, because God takes care of me. Yeah, see, God takes care of you. He keeps his promises. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. It tells us this, we went over this a couple weeks ago, that all the promises of God are yes in Christ. All the promises of God are yes in Christ. And now we say amen because we believe it. We say amen because we know that if God promised it, that he is faithful to his promises. And then we just simply say amen to the glory of God. God keeps his promises. Well, maybe we need an object. Maybe we need to, let's look in the word and let's see a place where God kept his promise. It's just so you know we have something to hold on to. Where is there a demonstration in the word that'll show us how God keeps his promise? See, now we're looking at how he keeps his promise. Well, what about Abraham's story? You got to go to Abraham. When you're talking about promises, you got to go to him in Genesis chapter 13. God came to Abraham, and I won't go through the whole story. I'll just focus in on this one promise God made to Abraham after he said, you will have a son, and that son will produce many sons. And that your people will be as numbered as the sand on the sea. See, at that time, Abraham didn't even have a child. And he was already old. But here's the story, though. God also told him that your seed will go in and possess the land. That's what he said. That's what he said. That was a promise that God made to Abraham. Generations and generations passed. And then there was Abraham's people who had multiplied into millions. And they're standing there at the Jordan. And God says to the people of Israel, he says, all right, go in and possess the land. Why? Because God is about to keep his promise to Abraham. He promised Abraham that his seed would possess the land. And now God has brought him all the way through to this place. And now go in and possess the land. And the people said to God, no, we don't want to go. See. And if you remember the story, they said, no, we don't want to go in. As a matter of fact, we believe we're going back to Egypt. And if you remember the story, then God, see, at that moment, became angry with the people of Israel. And he says, well, what you have said about yourself will happen. You will not go into that land. As a matter of fact, you're going back into the wilderness. And all of you that are over 20 years old, you will die in the wilderness. But watch this now. God has a promise to Abraham. And it's a promise he will keep. I want you to see here how God brought the people of Israel, Abraham's lineage, Abraham's family, to the land of promise to take them in so that God would keep his promise to Abraham. But the people said, no, we're not going. But did it change God's mind, though, about his promise to Israel? His promise to Abraham? It did not. It did not change his mind. So therefore, God says, all right, going back into the wilderness. For 40 years they walked in the wilderness until all of those that were 20 years old and older at that time had died. And then Abraham's people found themselves back at the Jordan again, about to cross over. See, this is a new generation of people. This is the new generation of Abraham's people. But God is going to keep his promise. And as the Bible tells us, that generation of Israelites crossed over into the land of promise. Because you know why? God keeps his promise. Couldn't God have said, all right, you don't want to go in? All of you, stay in the wilderness until you die. He could have. Oh, but he really couldn't, because he's faithful to his promises. Here, a demonstration of what God, the length that he will go to keep his promise. We have a promise in the word, brothers and sisters, I said. We have a promise in the word. God said in his word, he will never leave you and never forsake you. That's what he said. He keeps his promise. And if that wasn't enough, then Jesus in Matthew chapter 28, verse 20 said this. He says, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. God keeps his promises. He's always with us. He's always keeping us. God keeps his promise. Now, there's one last thing I need to tell you about God's care for us. We've already said he cares for us all the time in every situation, good or bad, whether that good or and or bad was caused by outside influence or whether or not it was because of our own doing or not doing, God keeps his promises, and he promised that he takes care of us. Now, in the care for us, there are times we find in the Bible that his care of us is in the form of discipline or in the form of the trying of our faith. So we have to understand that. And in God taking care of us, Hebrews chapter 12 tells us why. You could go there with me, Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5. Verse 5, verse 6, and verse 11. Hebrews chapter 12. We find out again that God's care at times comes in the form of discipline and or in the form of the trying of our faith. Well, Lord, why would you do that? Verse 5. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. Listen to this. My son, or we could say my children, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. The Bible saying, if the Lord allows you to go through some hard times, this is the chastening of the Lord, him dealing with you like children. Again, for what son is he whom the Father chastens not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons? Are you not children of God then? The Bible is saying to us, God chastens us as he chastens sons. Well, why is that? Let's look at verse 11. Here's the purpose of this chastening of the Lord as he takes care of us. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, after it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. What does all of that mean? It simply says this, as we have stated, that God's care at times comes in the form of discipline or comes in the form of the trying of our faith. And the Bible made it very clear that it will yield a peaceable fruit of righteousness. That just simply means that in hard times, the Lord can, he uses that to fashion and to form us in the image of God. It helps us now to let go, to be free of some of those things that are harmful to us that we may deal with. You know, some attitudes that we may have held on to, even though we have transferred over into the new life. It could be some forms of defense that we used back in the day. You know, sometimes, have you ever met anybody? They always act like they mad. They just always mad. But you really find out that they have a very soft heart. And why is that? Well, it's that front, you know. I'm going to put up a front so to defend myself. See, those defenses, God at times will allow hard times so that he can come and take that out of us. You know, our needing the plans and the strategies all laid out for us before we can take a step in the will of God. You know, at times, hard times come where you got a step without the plan and without the strategy so that you find out that God is faithful even when I don't know. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what this is. I don't know what it looks like. But we find out God is faithful in those times. See, at times, God's care comes in the form of discipline. It's God kind of discipline. We found out in Romans chapter 8 that all things work for our good. See, God puts it to work. The trauma of your past, the mistakes of your past, the shame of your past, what they did to you, what they didn't do, what they should have done, all of that, God puts it to work. He says all things work together for the good. He makes that turn out for your good. See, he makes it work for you and I. That's in his care. That thing that was supposed to take you out. Don't you remember all those the bad decisions you made, the bad relationships that you've made? You know, all of that, it all works together. See why? Because God's care. Oh, he always takes care of us. See. And then we found out that there's this such thing called the trying of our faith in James chapter 1. That trying of our faith, the temptations and trials. Let me be clear. God does not tempt with evil. The Bible is very clear. There, you know, sometimes we do things that causes a consequence to happen. Did you know that because of God's care for us, he'll cause that to work for our good? Yeah. He'll use that, see, to cause us to be conformed, to be more like Jesus. See, that trying of our faith, that the temptation that we can fall into from times just because life just happens. See, those kinds of things that just happen because we're living in the world. You know, yeah, how about the supervisor at the job, or you lost the job, or the neighborhood that don't like you, or the school and the whatever. It can be. God uses all of that because he cares for you. See, he causes it to work for your good. But I want to be clear about this before we leave this, and I want to make sure I don't forget to say this. God does not have sickness to give. God does not have death to give. God does not have destruction to give. So we can never say that God did this to me. God made me sick. God made my car to drive off the cliff. Whatever the case, he doesn't have evil. He doesn't do evil. Oh, but evil does happen. And therefore, because he takes care of us, God steps in and cares for us through it all. See. And he will use it for our good. Glory to God. James chapter 1, verse 3 tells us the trying. Let me go to it. I don't want to try to. Here it is. James chapter 1. My brethren and my sisterin, count it all joy when you fall into different temptations, knowing this, that is the trying of your faith that works patience. And patience has a work to do. All this stuff is working for us. Do you see this? All things working. And now the trying of our faith is also working for us. What is it working? It is working a patience in us that we can grow up in maturity, that we can stand entire, complete, now wanting nothing, the Bible tells us. Glory to God. Let me say this again, and I'll keep saying it. It is so simple that I'm concerned that you may miss it. It's so simple that we could very well hear it and not hear it. But I hope and pray that I said enough tonight that when we walk out of here tomorrow and the day after that tomorrow and the day after that tomorrow and then even next year, that it'll come up in your spirit that this simple truth that is so powerful for us to know and understand, and it is this: God takes care of you. Always. So no matter where we find ourselves, and no matter what we find ourselves in, we can grab a hold of this truth, see, and have an assurance on the inside of us. I'm coming through because God takes care of me. Yeah, it's going to be all right. You know, that's what we say to our kids, don't we? Oh, it's going to be all right. You can't see all right right now, but you can know in here it's going to be all right. God promised, and he takes care of me. See, we may not be able to define what is this, Lord, that I'm in? You know, why is this, Lord, and why did this happen? And you know, sometimes we don't need to know why. And there are times we don't even need to know what. But if we'll grab a hold of this, God takes care of me. So no matter what I'm in and no matter where I'm going, he got me. That's how we would say it. He got me. As another way we might say it, we might say, God don't play about me. And see, we could say it that way too, but it's all the same truth. The truth is this: God said it, he promised it. And all the promises of God are yes in Christ. And we simply say amen. I'll say it one more time. Let me say this one more time. God takes care of you. God takes care of you. And we can rest in that. We can cease from our own works. God takes care of me. And therefore we do. Just as our sister Kim said today, we seek God for everything. We ask him for everything. Because why? Because Lord, you take care of me. God takes care of us. And in his taking care of us, he's always instructing us. He's always guiding us. He's always giving us what? God, you take care of me. God takes care of me. And see, brothers and sisters, I'm going to say this and I'm going to close with this. We are people, we are blessed of God. Oh, we have so much deep revelation about God, oh, we do, and praise God for it. Oh, we've got all kinds of Bible dictionaries and commentaries, and we got it. We have revelation in our time and in the history of earth that the people back in the day didn't know this much about God like we know today. We have teachings upon teachings upon teaching. Everywhere you turn around, you could turn on the radio, the YouTube, the TV, the airwaves, the satellite, everywhere we go, and there's a teaching about God. We know a lot about God, and we should pursue to know even more about God. But I tell you what, out of all that we know, we seem to struggle with this thing called faith. How is that? With all we know, with all of our instruction and faith, well, how is that? How is that? And I want to just present to you tonight. I'm not speaking against any of the teaching. Let's have it. Let's do it. Let's practice it. But there comes a time, brothers and sisters, that we must just simply go to the simplicity of God and recognize the simple truth. God takes care of me. And that truth right there can fortify you and give you the strength to walk it out. To give you the strength to hold on, to give you the strength to keep believing, to give you the strength to believe for more, to give you the strength to believe for God's size abundance, because he said, God takes care of me. He's not the kind of God that just gives enough. God takes care of me. He is the abundant God. And he takes care of me. See, sometimes we just need to simplify that thing and walk in the simplicity of God. God takes care of me in every sickness and every disease, doesn't he? Yes, he does. In every illness, he takes care of me. Every mental attack, you get bombarded with attack of thoughts on the outside. Guess what? God takes care of me. In the middle of the night, when you're standing on nothing but a word and you believe in God for something, and you stood out there on nothing, and here comes everything to tell you that this is not going to work, then if nothing else could come out of our heart, out of our spirit, let it be the simplicity of God that says, oh no, God takes care of me. When the question comes up and says, well, maybe he didn't say this. Maybe I was supposed to go that way. Well, maybe. When maybe comes up, make sure you follow it up with this truth. God takes care of me. God takes care. He promised, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. God takes care of you. Amen. That's the word of the Lord for us tonight. God takes care of us. Hallelujah. He takes care of those things we pray about. He takes care of our children. He takes care of our future. He takes care of the stuff from the past. He takes care of that. God takes care of us. Glory to God. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Hallelujah. God takes care of you. And now, glory to God. Bless his name. You may be here with us today, or you may be listening to the recording today. And you hear the word of the Lord, and this is just a part of the gospel of Christ. It's a promise of God that he takes care of you. Yeah. But you may find yourself saying, well, I'm not a child of God. I'm not saved. But you want to be. Or it could be that, you know, at one time, you know, you were walking with the Lord, but for whatever the reason, whatever happened, you turned away from the Lord. And now, but you're saying, you know, I want to just come back. I want to come back home. That could be you. That could be you here tonight. And so I want to invite you and let you know something. God, when he says he never leaves you, he never forsakes you, he means that. And so even though you may, if you've never been saved, you never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to know that he's made a provision for you to do that. You can do that tonight. Or even if it was, yeah, I was walking with the Lord, but you know, I turned away, but I want to come home. See, listen, he's been waiting for you to come back home. See, so if that's you tonight and you've made a decision in your heart, oh, I'm going to give my life to the Lord. You may not know everything that goes along with that, but see, the Lord said himself in his word, come unto me, all of you who labor and are heavy burdened. He said, I'll give you rest. He told us, learn of me. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. See, there's a learning that you must do, but now the invitation is this. Come to him. And now if that's you, if whether you're listening to the recording later or you're here tonight, if that's you, then it's just simply say this prayer with me. We're going to ask the Lord. Say, Lord, I have changed my mind about how I'm living. And I want to be a child of God. I repent for my sins. And I want to come home to you. Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. I surrender my heart to you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. You know, it's just simply, it's that simple. It really is that simple. You just ask him. Oh, he's been waiting for you all along anyway. He's been waiting for you. And tonight you've done just that. And God is your Father, Jesus, your Lord and Savior. He is. And he takes care of his own. He takes care of you. Glory to God. All right. Now, if you said that prayer, then I want to invite you. There is a thing that you need to do now to learn about your new life in Christ. Learn about God. Learn about who he is. Learn about the blessing in the of the new life, the eternal life he's given. You need to learn about that. So you need a local church. You need to be able to listen and fellowship with people who are doing the same work as you are. See? And so, if that's you, then this is what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to put it in the chat. It is, you go to saverefugeministries.org.
Can you ask my nurse to come here, please?
/contact.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good. saverefugeministries.org/contact. You go to that page, fill that out, and send it to us. And we'll be so happy to reach back to you to help you along the way. Again, that's saverefugeministries.org/contact. And we will get right back to you. I want you to know heaven is celebrating tonight because you have come home to the Lord, and we're celebrating with you as well. Glory to God. Glory to God. Anybody happy tonight that God takes care of you? Hallelujah. Yes, he does. He takes care of you. Why don't you unmute yourself? Say this with me. Say this with me, would you? Say, God takes care of me.
God takes care of me.
God takes care of me.
So it is all good.
And it is all good.
Yes, glory to God.
So it's all good.
Amen. Say, God takes care of me.
God takes care of me.
And he said this. He would never leave me.
He would never leave,
Nor forsake me.
Oh, glory to God. Do you believe that tonight?
Yes.
Bless the Lord. Bless the
Lord. Are you guys going to still pray for me?
Yes. Do you still have time?
I do, yes.
All right. Yeah, we're going to do that now, Kim. We're going to pray for you. Our sister Kim Slater with us tonight. We're going to pray tonight. Now, just want to remind you that we are agreeing with Kim in prayer that her kidney functions are restored, that her heart functions are restored, and that the movement in her legs are restored. So we're going to believe God with her in prayer tonight that God will restore, will heal kidney, heart, and her leg movement. All right, glory to God. Now, brothers and sisters, you know how we do this. I'm going to ask us all if we will unmute. We're going to do this. Let's do this all together. As the Lord leads all together, let us pray all together. And then we're going to pray in our heavenly language. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right, then. On a count of three, let's pray. On a count of three. A one, two, three.
Father God.
Yes, my Lord. My God, we thank you.
Yes,
God. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God, for the opportunity, Lord, to agree in prayer with our sister.
Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we come to you.
We reach out, Lord, to the God that has healed.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Through Jesus Christ, has healed.
Yes,
Lord.
We thank you, Lord God, that past tense has already healed. And so, Lord, we thank you that in faith in what Jesus Christ has done, healing has happened.
Yes,
Lord, we call it like it is.
Yes,
God. You said we could call those things that be not as though they are.
Yes,
because in Jesus Christ it is.
Yes, yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, kidneys, we speak to you.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
In case you haven't gotten word, we speak to you.
In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord.
The word tells us that by Jesus' stripe, you are already healed.
Yes, Lord.
You were healed, meaning now you are healed. Kidney,
Jesus,
we command you to be restored.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Restored in functionality in Jesus' name. Jesus. Kidney, come alive now in Jesus' name. We Jesus. Drive out of you anything that causes you not to function. You cannot stay there. We drive you out in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Kidney,
Jesus.
We call you alive now in the name of Jesus.
In the name
it
of
is
Jesus.
The life of God that flows and quickens our mortal body. Kidneys, come alive. Yes. In Jesus' name.
Yes,
God. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
We speak to you, heart, and we declare to you, disease can't stay there.
Yes, Lord.
Disease, you must go. Now flee now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
In the name.
Yes, God.
Disease, you cannot stay there. You are an intruder and you do not belong. Jesus Christ has healed Kim's heart.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We call it healed now. We agree with the word of God and we say, kidney and heart, you are well. Function
as
you have been designed in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Kidney and heart, pump the blood as you have been designed. Kidneys function with strength. As you have been designed in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
glory to God. We speak to your legs, Kim. We speak to your legs. And we say you must gain strength in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
We call out of your legs everything that will cause them to be limp, to be weak. It cannot stay. Release now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus. We call the name that is above every other name.
Yes, Lord.
And we don't even have to know the name. We just know the name of Jesus. And by faith in the name of Jesus, we execute the healing that's already done. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Legs move and be strengthened.
Yes.
By the word of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Ah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Kim?
Yes, Jesus.
Yes.
Move your legs, honey.
I'm trying to move them.
Okay. Move them. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're moving.
Glory to God.
Thanks.
Yes, move. Yes, ma'am. Yes, move.
Legs
move your
are moving. My legs are moving.
They are moving.
Amen.
Yes. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
All right. Keep moving. Move. Just move those legs. You call those legs healed every day. You keep calling those legs healed every day. And the day you stand up on your feet, you give me a call.
Okay. I will.
All right. Now, that kidney, you talk to your kidney and you tell your kidney to function. You call your heart to operate correctly, healed in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Okay. All my body is healed. My kidney is going to function. My heart is functioning great, and my legs are moving.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Move those legs again for us. Just move those legs.
I'm moving them.
They're moving?
Mm-hmm.
Are you moving? Are they moving in a way that you couldn't move before?
Not really.
Okay.
I can move them like left to right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm moving them on my left side. I'm moving a little bit better now.
Mm-hmm. So then are you saying that you couldn't move them to the left to right before, but maybe you couldn't lift them up?
Well, no, I couldn't really lift them up on my left side.
Uh-huh.
It was more on my right leg.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now I'm moving. I'm doing more on my left side.
Okay. All right. Okay, Kim. God has healed you. Do you
I
believe
know.
it?
I do.
All right. I want you to move those legs. Lift them up. Move them side to side. Bend them. Come on, lift let move those legs. God has healed
I'm
you.
moving. I'm moving my core, my legs. I wish my nurse would come in. I need to move a little bit more. My legs, they heal in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. In the
Amen.
name of Jesus.
In the name,
I'm
yes,
gonna
Lord.
walk, Lord. Would you go? You say you'll always be with me. You'll never forsake me. I really needed this word today.
Amen. Praise
I
God.
know that he loves me. He's with me. He will never forsake me.
Amen.
I
That's
gotta
right.
believe it.
That's right. You believe it. All right.
I do believe in my legs. I'm walking. I believe in walking.
That's right. You see yourself walking. You're standing up and walking. You're going to call me. You're going to say, "Guess what, Pastor LaVon? I'm walking."
Oh, if you in Maryland, I'll be there.
Oh, you coming
Cause
up?
yeah.
Okay, good. All
I think
right.
I'm gonna, when I get better, I'm gonna move back to Maryland. I
All
just need to
right.
be close to family.
Amen. All right. Amen. All right. Now, so will we see you at church on Sunday? You're online? Will you be
I'm
online
gonna,
on Sunday?
yes, I'm gonna try to get online on Sunday.
Okay. All right. Good enough. All right. Well, thank you so much for allowing us to minister to you tonight. And you just keep coming. Just keep hearing the word of God, and we'll surrounding you with faith, adding our faith to yours, and we're going to see God, and you're going to see the manifestation of what God has already done. I want to make sure I say that right. Glory to God.
All
All
right, thank you.
right. Bless the Lord. All right,
All right.
everyone. Thank you all for praying. Thank you all for adding your faith. Our sister Kim, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, then. Let us look to the Lord and be dismissed. Bless the Lord. We are in person this Sunday, at 11 o'clock, of course, at Miss Viola's house. I think I'll have some new information for you concerning our the Doors of the Church Are Open project. I think I'll have some new added information for us that I believe is exciting on Sunday. Bless the Lord. All right, now let's look to the Lord and be dismissed tonight. I want to pray over you. Praise God. Father, you are so amazing. And our Lord Jesus, you are our everything. And we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that you have given us, that guides us and teaches us, that causes us to be in the right place at the right time, knowing what we couldn't know. My Lord, we thank you for service tonight, Lord, and all that you have done here tonight. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that these words, God takes care of me, will be written in our DNA. That if we, for whatever the reason, can't find another scripture, if there was something else, the Lord, that we would need to stand on, that we'll remember these words. I thank you that it's true for us. It becomes truer and truer every day and moment by moment. My God, you take care of us. You're a good God. So I pray, Lord, over your people, over this week, Lord, that the light of Christ shines so brightly in and through us People will stare. We'll wonder, why are they staring at us? But they'll see the light of Christ. Lord, this week, the life that's inside of us, that's flowing like rivers of living water, will flow out everywhere we go. That the water, that everything it touches brings life. Lord, be a blessing to everyone in every place that we go. You said in your word that you always cause us to triumph in Christ, and that you make us the fragrance of Christ everywhere. And so we thank you, Lord, that we are able to bring that glory to you as we are in Christ Jesus. Now, Father, I declare that there is not a thing that we'll need this week that will be missing. Nothing missing and nothing broken. That we walk in the glorious light of Christ, my Lord, bringing glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everybody. Thank you for coming to church tonight. You know, as I always say, I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. And I am looking forward to seeing you on Sunday. Good night, everybody.